But for now, though, we're going to turn our attention to the fact that it is the spooky season. It is Halloween. Halloween night is, of course, on Monday night, which means the kids all over the country are going to be getting all excited and dressed up and going out trick-or-treating. But there is, of course, a more spiritual side to the whole Halloween season. And specifically, it's the month of the year where we remember those who have passed away and remember our dead. And, of course, all souls and all Saints' feast days are coming up very shortly as well. And of course, we want to acknowledge as well that it's the season when those who've passed away are still around us, still very much around us. And that is the theory held by Julie Malone. And Julie, as you know, is the Dingle Druid. She's been on the show with us a few times in the past. And given that it was Halloween, which is Julie's favourite time of year, I had a very interesting chat with her earlier about ghosts and all of that. And she began by telling me about an event happening in Dingle this very weekend to honour our dead.
And on Sunday night at 7:30, we are going to have a beautiful ceremony of remembrance of the ancestors and of those who died, especially those who died in the last year, in the last couple of years. And we will gather in the majestic grounds of Milltown House. And I have a lovely new fire pit, commissioned fire pit for us, a huge one. There'll be live music, there'll be ritual, there'll be fire, there'll be gathering. And, you know, someday you and I will be ancestors, Deirdre. And I think when people pass over, everybody wants to be remembered. They
Absolutely.
Want to be remembered.
Yeah.
So it'll be that beautiful energy of just remembering our dear and beloved family members, community members that have gone to the place of the great mystery.
I love the way you put that, the place of the great mystery. And you believe we're very close to our dead, particularly on Halloween night and on November 1st.
Yes, it's a threshold. It's a threshold between the other world and our world. So at Halloween, people can gather and, you know, it's believed that the spirits can come and communicate with us and we can communicate with them. And, you know, our Festival of Samhain was a very beautiful festival of honouring the dead and communicating with the dead, and of divination, of the Boreen Brack, and of the games that we played, and, you know, trying to foretell our future. And, you know, Hollywood then has and commercialized it into a very different thing, and they made it very scary, whereas really the dead, it was a very blessed thing, you know, because quite often they would come to you in dream form or whatever form of communication through nature, and they came perhaps whispering you know, things of benefit to you, you know, communications with you.
Yeah, and that's interesting what you say about our loved ones who've passed coming to us in dream form, because I think we all dream about our deceased loved ones, don't we? Do you think that's them trying to get in touch with us or tell us something?
Oh, I do. I just think it's a lovely thing. I remember years ago having a dream of my father, and it was as if he was in the room, and he'd never met my son, and he was walking around the house, and he kept talking about the stove, and he kept saying how great it was, and he was asking about the heating system. And I remember just thinking, why is he banging on about the heating system when his grandson is there? And then he went, you know, and in the dream he went down to Brooke's room, and he was just saying how beautiful he was. And, you know, and then he was saying he was fine and warm with the radiator. It was ridiculous. But beautiful. Something really stuck in my head. But I think they're in communication all the time, but especially at Samhain, you know, that magic threshold. So Samhain, we go into the dark part of the year, and then Beltane, we come into the big, bright light of the year. So, and there's all talk of the Banshee and the Morrigan and the Hailach, and, you know, it's all... It's getting really tribal, I think, and really getting into our roots and really getting into our ancestors, and time of great introspection, looking
yeah.
into ourselves.
And you, I know we know you as the Dingle Druid, but you've another title since we last spoke to you, is that right?
That's right. I was ordained a priest with the Temple na Plondi. And so, yes, legally, I have legal status as a priest now, and I officiated weddings and funerals, baby naming ceremonies, and all gateways for for different areas in people's lives, death and dying. So I do a lot of work with the dying and do a lot of work with the families of people that are dying. And that's really important work. I think to speak of death, we live better. You know, some people think if we speak of death that it draws us towards us, but it doesn't. You know, it's going to happen at some time, but it's about the living. It's about the living, and how we really honour our ancestors is by living our own best lives. And it's the same with death and dying. You know, being able to come to the point of saying to someone, "You've done a fantastic job. You can go now. Go. Go on your way," and send them with love and send them with great energy. Of course, we are heartbroken when someone is dying, but we can't stop it.
Yeah.
We cannot stop it. So it really helps when we can actually support the person in their birthing process to the great mystery.
There you go. That was the Dingle Druid, Julie Malone, speaking to me earlier, talking about the spiritual side of Halloween. And there's actually loads of things happening in Dingle as well this Halloween weekend. And Julie is involved in a lot of them. Things like turnip carving workshops, would you believe? And on Sunday night as well, there's a ceremony of remembrance, as you heard Julie mention earlier on.